Good evening. We're here at Brashear Arena for the 2006 Brashear Homecoming. The Tigers are going to play the Hornets, and they're going to announce the girls' starting lineups, and as soon as they get them, we'll get them to you.
As they announce the Brashear starting lineup, we'll get you at Lane L. We're going to start with number 15, Caitlin Wiggins. Number 20, Janessa Thurman. Number 22, Brandy Carter. Number 25, Joni Ahern. And number 31, Tiffany Watson. For the Tigers, we've got Sheree Cole, Jesse Hill, Kimberly Elsie, Haley Kelsey, Christina Scudder. We've got a loud and rowdy crowd here tonight as a lot of students are here for the homecoming festivities. We'll see if they can keep up the energy throughout the boys' and girls' games. Should be good games on both ends. We'll see how they work out. This is Matt Caldwell, joined by Tyler Killen. We'd like to welcome you to the homecoming broadcast tonight. Atlanta's out on the court, ready to go.
I don't know how they're what's Atlanta's record.
We foresee a pretty close game here, mainly because we don't know what Atlanta's record is. And Tyler's going to take you into the first quarter.
Kimberly Elsie's going to bring it up for the Tigers. She kicks it left wing for Cole, who lets it bounce off her head, but then she corrals it before it goes over the timeline. She gets it off to Hill, who now gets it left wing for Elsie, goes around a Scudder screen, lets to kick it in, does to Scudder, puts it up off the glass. Good little pick and roll there by the Tigers early on. Now we'll see what Atlanta can do. They get the ball into Watson. Watson has it, gets it left wing for Carter. Carter now to Wiggins. Wiggins kicks it back out to Watson. Watson puts on the floor guard closely by Cole. She gets a floater off to the right side for Thurman, but Thurman steps out of bounds, so it's going to be a turnover in Tiger ball. 7:20 left to play. 2-0 in favor of the Tigers. Hill has it. Now gets it into the left elbow for Kelsey. Kelsey looks to pass, but now puts it on the floor and kicks it out to Hill. Hill gets a right elbow now for Scudder, who hits a cutting Elsie. Her shot from 8 feet is good. Tigers have had a score every possession now. Of course, they've only had two, but hey, seven minutes left to play the first quarter. 4-0.
Percentage is percentage, as far as we're concerned.
Atlanta gets it off to Thurman. Thurman is going to kick it back out to Wiggins now. Wiggins real close to the timeline. Finally passes it off to Watson. Watson is in no hurry to set up an offense. She tries to get it left wing. It's stolen by Kelsey. Kelsey's off to the races, but she doesn't see Wiggins come up behind her and knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers, but Kelsey had an opportunity there for a layup and would have added to our so far perfect record on the offensive side.
Hey, they still get another shot at it, so we'll keep the books open on that one.
Kelsey gets it into Elsie. Elsie into Scudder, and Scudder is fouled by Watson, I believe. Yep. First foul of the night.
And Scudder's going to shoot free throw. They're going to say she was shooting on this. Steps up and hits the first one.
It looked to me like she was turning around when she was fouled.
Second one goes in and out. The rebound's going to go up. Bounce off Jesse Hill's head. Bounce off a couple people's head. Now Sheree Cole gets it. She has it between the circles, comes over to the left-hand side. Bounce pass to Elsie, who's going to launch a three. And now, no good. That was tough. Ahern with the rebound. She gets it to Watson, and Watson's heading the other way. Each team just with seven players on the roster, so we're going to see. I wouldn't be surprised if they unload the benches there. High off the glass for Watson. The old Tim Duncan bank shot is going to cut it to 5-2 with just under 6 minutes left to go. Sheree Cole. Gets it to Jesse Hill on the right-hand side. Now on the baseline to Haley Kelsey. Back to Jesse Hill. Over to Kimberly Elsie. To Scudder, top of the key. Scudder looks in. It's going to be stolen by Ahern. Boy, that was quick hands by Joni Ahern there. Reach up and grab that right out of the air. As Thurman gets on the other end, she lobs it in to Ahern. It's going to be knocked away and picked up by Hill, who gets it to Kimberly Elsie. Tigers are heading the other way with 5.5 minutes left. Elsie looks up and gets it to Cole. Cole bounced past into Kelsey, who loses it. And Scudder tries to save it, but she hits it off of Kelsey, and it goes to the Hornets. Watson, crossover dribble at midcourt. Now she pulls it back out at the half-court circle. Gets to Ahern, top of the key. Holds it high, working against Hill. Underneath to Thurman. Thurman hits the cutting Ahern. Ahern puts it off the glass. Nope, it's going to be blocked by Steven Scudder out of bounds. Still 5-2. Quick substitution for the Tigers. It'll be Ashley Clarkson in for Scudder. Christina's playing pretty well so far. So
she just had a good block. Let's reward her by taking her out.
Watson has the top of the key now. Bounce pass into a wide open Wiggins.
Oh, she missed it.
Misses the layup. And Haley Kelsey loses the ball out of bounds, but it's going to be knocked out by the Hornets.
Tigers were very fortunate. There's a lack of communication on the defense, and she was wide open underneath the basket.
That's right.
Got a little antsy on the shot.
Yeah, maybe she was afraid somebody was coming to get her. Sheree Cole wide open for three on the other end. She bangs it home. Hey, that's how you hit a wide open shot there. And it's 8-2 Tigers with 4:40 left to go in the first quarter. Watson gets it over to Carter. Carter back to Watson, who's been handling the ball most of the time. Watson's going to get a body foul against Sheree Cole here. Chelsea Collins coming in for Jesse Hill. Hey, the benches are empty now. Don't even bother with your warm-ups, girls. You're not going to need them. Watson gets it over to Carter. Carter shoots a three off backboard. No good. Rebound underneath by Ahern. Off the glass and good. She cuts the lead to an 8-4 lead. Just under 4.5 left to go in the first. It's 8-4 Tigers. Kimberly Elzey. Lob over to Sheree Cole. Thinks about another three. Gets it into Kelsey. Now she's going to take this one. No good. Off the rebound. Kelsey, no good. It's going to be rebounded underneath by Ahern, who's making her presence known inside early on in the game. Watson comes back the other way in a hurry. Crossover dribble. She's going to be picked up. Ahern's going to launch a three. Inside, outside. Jody Ahern. And it's 8-7. She's single-handedly keeping the Hornets in the game here.
I didn't know that the post player could stroke it from deep.
Well, their coach may not know that either. Sheree Cole dribbles into the defense. Now gets it to Kelsey, who misses the cutting. Kimberly Elsie on the opposite side of the floor. Ashley Clarkson, they tried to feed it to Ashley Clarkson, but it's going to be knocked away. Jesse Hill's coming back in now for Haley Kelsey. Coach Williams with the quick subs. Atlanta has one of their own. It'll be Hillary Dow coming into the game. Sheree Cole gets it just on the left-hand wing. Now in the corner to Elzey. Elzey to Hill. Hill on the block. It's going to be blocked by Ahern, and it's going to be out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Tigers there. Well, I tell you what, Ahern's got quick hands. She stole that pass by Scudder, and she was able to get the block off of Hill. Elzey gives it to Sheree Cole, who dribbles back up to the wing. Now to the top of the key to Collip. Collip over to Kimberly Elzey. Ashley Clarkson on the block. Just outside the block. Gives it to Elzey. Now to Collip, who's dribbling back around the top of the key. Left-hand wing for Sheree Cole. Three-pointer's no good. Rebound underneath by Elzey. Brings it out to the baseline. Over to Jesse Hills. Wide open middle of the lane. Drains
hey.
It. 10-7. Hey, Tigers get three or four shots in that possession. It paid off.
It was a good find there by Kimberly Elzey.
That was. She's always got her head up on the court. Ahern, meanwhile, gets the feed and gets it out to the Hornets. And it's going to be rebounded by Kimberly Elzey. Elzey heads up and brings it across over to Sheree Cole. Now she's going to launch a three. Bang! Hey, Kimberly Elzey having a game here early on.
The Tigers are firing now.
That's right. It's 13-7 with 2:40 left to go in the first.
Watson has it now for the Hornets. She gets a cross-court pass here to Ahern. Ahern has it left side. Thinks about the three. Now gets it back right side for Dowell. Dowell tries to hit a cutting Thurman, but almost threw it away. Thurman did recover before it went out of bounds. Thurman, meanwhile, kicks it up to Watson, and Watson has it knocked away by Cole, but she recovers it. And she puts it on the floor, passes into Ahern. Ahern shoots while falling down. They're going to call a foul. Looks like Clarkson and Collip both were straight up. And they're going to get Clarkson with the foul. Her first. If it was a foul at all, I think it should be a shooting foul because Ahern was in the act of shooting, but they called it on the floor, so Atlanta's going to get it in from out underneath, and it's stolen by Christina Scudder. Scudder gets it to Elzey, who gets it down into Hill on the right baseline. She kicks it now out to Clarkson, now to Collip. Collip kicks it right wing now for Hill, now to Scudder on the right elbow, now to Clarkson on the baseline. Clarkson having trouble, picks up her dribble, gets it off to Hill. Hill now to Collip. Collip gets it over to Elzey. Elzey feeds it into Clarkson on the left elbow, now to Hill just inside the arc at the top of the key, off the back iron, no good, gets her own rebound. Hill puts on the floor, now gets it off to Collip. Collip has trouble, gets it off to Hill, now left wing for Elzey, now into Clarkson. Clarkson turns and faces the basket, shovel pass to Elzey, left wing. Elsie puts on the floor, now picks up a dribble, looking to get somebody, now gets it off to Hill. Hill now right wing for Collip. Collip, ball fake, puts her dribble down, now picks it up, gives it off to Clarkson. Clarkson hits a cutting Elsie. Elsie shots off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Ahern, and she was fouled by Elsie.
Coach Williams is fit to be tied. They have a play there where Elsie will get it on the left-hand wing and feed it into Clarkson and immediately cuts to the basket. Twice in that possession, they did that, and Kimberly was wide open heading to the basket, and Ashley never
Clarkson
even looked
never
away.
Turned around, yeah.
No, and Coach Williams was pretty mad about that. She made him run it the third time, and the third time finally hit Elsie, but too bad Atlanta had caught on by that time, too. So, and the Tigers are back down at the other end now. Chelsea Collip has it between the circles, gets to Hill on the left-hand wing, holds it high, goes around the Clarkson screen, all the way in, off the front of the rim, no good. It's going to be rebounded by Ahern, who has about 35 rebounds in the game so far. There's 38 seconds left to go. It's 13-7 Tigers. Watson gets it over to Carter.
Then
Dowell back to Carter, and Carter stands there for a little bit and then shovels her feet and shoots, and it's going to be traveling. Trey Cole and Haley Kelsey come back in.
Carter did end up launching a three. It didn't count, but it takes all the power she has just to get something up there.
That's why you got to give her a running start at it, I guess. 13-7 Tigers, 25 seconds left to go. Sheree Cole, left-hand wing, inside to Kelsey. He's going to be blocked by Ahern, who didn't even leave the floor for that.
Just stood there.
Sheree Cole gets the rebound, now gives it to Collip. Back to Cole for three. Good. It's going to be 16-7, just under 10 seconds left to go. Watson's going to have to bring it back in a hurry to get off a shot. 5 seconds left. Is she going to get a shot off? No, guarded, and she loses it. It's going to be picked up by Collip. And Collip's not going to get the shot off in time. Hey, Tigers are going to go into the end of the first quarter with a 16-7 lead.
That was pretty funny there. Oh, wait. Ahern's face never changed when she blocked that shot. She just stood there. The face expression stayed the same. She blocked it and then moved on.
She blocked it and grabbed it in midair, and then her pass got knocked away, and that's when Cole picked it up. But it was funny. And Tigers looking pretty well here. They more than doubled up on the Hornets after one. It's 16-7.
Festivities have been high here at Brashear for this week, being homecoming week. A big crowd as expected.
Yeah. Even with Atlanta not bringing too many people, Brashear's done more than fill out their side, and plus about a fourth of the other side. So, way to go, fans. That was a clean first quarter. Three fouls for Brashear and one for Atlanta, but it moved pretty fast. I mean, it wasn't even maybe 11 or 12 minutes for that quarter to play an 8-minute quarter. That's not too bad. Since we don't get paid by the hour, it's even better. And Watson's going to bring it across for the Hornets to start the second quarter. Guarded by Cole. Cole gets to Ahern, who's guarded by Hill. Ahern almost loses it, and it's going to be picked up by Watson at half court.
Oh, she traveled.
She almost loses her dribble and gets it to Carter. Carter in the corner. It's going to be the rebound's going to go to Scudder, who's knocked down, and she's going to be the victim of a foul here. That foul is going to be on number 21, Hillary Dow. That's her first. It's the team's second. I knew I shouldn't say anything about the first quarter, about being clean, because not even 20 seconds into it, we get one. Trey Cole has it between the circles, all the way up to three-point line, thinks about taking three, now gets it over to left-hand wing for Collip. Bounce pass into Kelsey. It's going to be blocked by Ahern again.
She's How many blocks does she have?
She's
three?
Heading for triple-double. She doesn't look out. Cole's going to inbound underneath the basket. Another chance for a Joni Ahern block here. Hill gets it to Trey Cole. Open briefly at three. Now it gets it to Hill inside to Kelsey. Kelsey off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Dowell. Dowell gets it to Thurman. Thurman's going to bring it across. She's confronted by Collip at the half-court line. Nice little spin move by Thurman. Gets her free for a little bit. And she jumps up in the air for the travel. That was a good play by Chelsea, who got beat for a little bit but was able to cut her off and ended up causing a turnover in the end. Cole almost turns it over. Now gets it to Collip. Collip is going to go all the way to the basket. No, bounce pass to Scudder was a good idea, except the Hornets were able to get in there and knock away. Tiffany Watson, with her quick hands and quick feet, was able to get in the passing lane. Cole's going to inbound it again underneath. She gets it to Kelsey, who's going to be, blocked by Ahern.
This time she fouled
it. She jumped up in the air. That was her problem. She knew she should know by now. She doesn't have to jump the block, though.
Yeah, she's not overly tall. I mean, Kelsey probably has, what, 3-4 inches
I'd
on her?
At least.
But Thurman can, or excuse me, Ahern can just stand there flat-footed and block it, no
she's
trouble.
Good timing. She doesn't have to jump. Kelsey makes her first. Nope, and she steps across the line on the second board. Hits the rim, and that's going to be a lane violation on the Tigers.
That's illegal.
I didn't even realize until right now that none of the Tigers were down there rebounding.
Yeah.
I saw four people run off the sideline. I'm like, we don't have four people to spare. They all must have been on the court anyway. 6:51 left to go at 17-7. Ahern gets it in to Watson. Watson's been doing all the ball handling for the Hornets tonight. When things have been going well, if Watson's not handling the ball, then you know something went wrong for the Hornets. Ahern fills the lane. Ooh, nice touch there, but it hits off the front of the rim. Going to be rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey gets it to Cole. Cole will bring it across. Tigers have been in kind of a
drought.
Well, they've been in a drought, but they haven't been walking the ball up, but they've been kind of jogging it up.
Hey!
There's Jesse Hill with a shot from 18. That's good. That breaks the drought. It's 19-7 with 6:20 left to go in the second quarter.
Watson's going to bring it up for the Hornets and passes it to a wide-open Ahern that's not paying attention, and she throws it away. And then a cross-court pass to Collett, probably intended for Cole, but Collett picks it up anyway. She gets it to the left wing for Cole, who gives it into a cutting Haley Kelsey. And she's fouled as she shoots a six-footer. She will have a couple free throws. 6:03 left to play second quarter. It's 19-7 in favor of Rashier. And we're going to have an Atlanta timeout. I think it's going to be Atlanta ball coming out of the timeout. No, excuse me. Haley Kelsey has those two free throws first. I got confused here. Kelsey dribbles 1, 2, 3 times, puts it up, and hits a front iron, and then doesn't get a good bounce. First shot's no good. Williams tells her to settle down a little, take a deep breath. She's going to try it again. This time, two dribbles. Up and splash. They get another one. What happened? I didn't see him call anything. Anyway, she's going to get a third one, and she misses it. And Ahern collects the rebound. She puts on the floor herself. She's pretty speedy for a post gal. She goes clear to the heart of the lane, then kicks it out for a long two-pointer for Thurman. That was a good play there by Ahern. 5:48 left to play. It's 20-9. Cole brings it up, gets a left wing for LZ, thinks about the three. Now kicks it back to Cole. Cole kicks it into Kelsey, a little running hook shot, no good, rebounded by who else? Ahern of Atlanta. She gets it off to Watson this time. Watson speeds up, gets it to the right side, tries to dribble through to the defense, can't do it, and now it's going to be tangled up with LZ. Jump ball favors the Tigers. 5:24 left to play, 20-9 is the score. Kelsey to inbound, Cole brings it up for the Tigers. She has a left wing, picks up her dribble, now can't find anybody, finally gets it across the court to the right side for Hill. Hill goes around to Clarkson's screen, loses the ball, and recovered by Atlanta's Thurman. Thurman slowly walks it up the court for Atlanta, now goes around a mini screen there by Watson, and then throws the ball away to Elsie. Elsie picks up the ball and gets it to Cole. Cole guard closely by Watson, gets it into Kelsey. Kelsey loses it to Ahern. Quick hands again there by Ahern.
I believe she's got the quadruple single or quintuple single going on right now. We'll see where she's able to take it from now on.
Watson takes it the length of the court. Now gets the right wing for Thurman. Thurman's tangled up with two Brashear defenders. And it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Atlanta's ball. Meanwhile, Scudder enters game for Kelsey. And Dow's going to come in for Carter. They get the ball into Sagasser, and also a new inner. Entry, she gets it off to Thurman. And Elsie knocks it out of bounds. Now Dow's going to come in for Wiggins. Thurman to inbound, having trouble. Watson ran out of bounds on purpose. I think that's a turnover, but I won't say anything about it. Watson has it top of the key, guarded closely here by Cole. Watson can't get through. Now goes to the right-handed layup. She gets it and the foul. Cole got behind as she Watson turned around and brought it back through the defense and was able to find a seam and take it to the hoop. And Cole couldn't catch up and then fouled her as soon as she did. So she's going to get a free throw and make it. 20-12 is the score, 4:17 left to play. Atlanta slowly coming back into this thing.
And Watson shoots a little half jump shot on her free throws. I don't think I've seen anything like that in high school ball. Elsie with a little pick and roll to Scudder. It's going to be picked off instead by number 24, Stacy Sagasser. Hey, officially we've had everybody in the game now. Way to go, teams. Way to exhibition. Way to exhibit yourself for homecoming. Ahern has it, guarded by Cole and Hill.
Sagasser.
Sagasser with the shot. And it's going to be out of the rebound. Is going to go out of bounds and go to the Tigers.
She has got a funky looking shot.
Yeah, we've seen some pretty crazy looking forms here this year. As Elsie brings it across and gets it to Hill. Hill holds it high over to Elsie. Elsie in the corner, right hand corner, gives it to Cole on the right hand wing. Hill was open underneath on the weak side for just a brief instant. Now Cole's going to dribble all the way into the lane. Lob pass going to be knocked back to her by Joni Ahern, serving her some supper here. As Kimberly Elsie now has it over on the right-hand wing. Spin move, gets it to Hill, top of the key. Hill, series of ball fakes, hits the cutting. Elsie. Elsie is going to set up from 18, front of the rim. No good, rebound by Ahern. It's going to be knocked down by Scudder.
Pushed her over.
That'll be 5 team fouls on the Tigers.
Substitutions are coming here for the Tigers.
As fast as we can make them, anyway. That's Scudder's first foul. Watson has it. Gets the top of the key to Ahern. He's going to launch a three. No good. That didn't look as good as that first one there. Ahern rebound underneath to Sagasser. Back to Ahern. Ahern, nice shot. Good.
She does better in her comfort zone, I think, of about 6 feet.
Yeah, you can tell she's a little bit more comfortable in there. Elsie blows right by the defender. Bounce pass to Scudder. Going to be fouled on the shot. Nice play by Kimberly Elsie. She's doing everything she can to see the open person out there tonight. Kimberly is definitely in the game here. 20-14 with 2:47 left to go in the first half. Scudder's first shot's good. Scudder doesn't give you time to catch your breath if you're a commentator here. She gets the ball and she shoots it from the line.
You do sound a little short of breath now that you mentioned
it. I know. I need to start running again. Scudder makes her second one. It's 22-14, 2:47 left to go. Collip comes in the game for Scudder. Ahern inbounds to Watson. Watson's going to bring it all the way up the left-hand side. Now she comes back out. Ahern sets the pick, but Cole goes around it. Now Watson on the baseline. Gives it to Thurman. Thurman tries to get it to Ahern. Ahern is able to corral it. Up to the gasser. No good. Rebound by Haley Kelsey, who got good position on it.
Ooh. And almost a good steal here by Watson right in front of us.
I saw her plowing into the stage, but she's okay. Luckily, she was able to stop herself. As Kelsey's going to inbound right in front of us. She gets it to Cole. Cole in the corner to Elsie. Atlanta not really ready. In and out for the three-pointer as Ahern gets another rebound. You got to think she has probably 8 rebounds by now.
I would say so.
I'd say 8 rebounds and 4 blocks, probably 7 or 8 points. So we'll keep track of that for you. Thurman gets it inside to Ahern. Ahern shot good. Hey.
Does she have...
All I got to do is say her name.
What's she got? 12 or 16, you imagine?
I don't know. We'll find out at halftime for sure, and we'll keep track from there. Ahern with another rebound. We'll give her... We'll say that that's 8 right there. Just for something to keep us busy during the game, I guess. Like, we don't have anything else to do. Sagasser gets it over to Dowell. Excuse me, that was Carter gets it to Dowell. Back to Ahern. Ahern.
She looks confused
out there.
Gets it
to Watson. She's too far away from the basket. Watson at the half-court circle. Goes around Cole. Now in the corner, there's going to be a shot from the corner. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Kelsey, who's having a good night off the boards herself. As Elsie gets the outlet over to Cole, left-hand wing, inside to Kelsey. Kelsey tries to absorb. It's going to be blocked by Ahern. That's number 5 on the block. It's going to be rebounded by Clarkson. She didn't jump for that one either. Cole gets rebound blocked by Ahern again. That's 6 rebounds. That's 6 blocks by Ahern. She cannot be stopped inside it. Kimberly's like, I'm not getting within 20 feet of the basket. Shoots a 3, rebound by Clarkson, no good. Rebound comes to Ahern. I don't know how she grabbed that thing. That's 9 rebounds for her. Gets it to Watson. She's
dead last down the court.
Completely dominated that possession.
Man.
By the Tigers right there. I mean, you the Tigers.
You turn around, she swaps it.
She was all over the. I mean, anywhere next to the lane, she was there. Hornets come up empty on the other side of the court. Now LZ to Cole inside to Kelsey, who hasn't learned anything. It's going to be blocked again by Ahern. That's seven blocks. To Kimberly LZ. To Sheree Cole. Sheree is wanting to get blocked. Nope, it's going to be knocked away instead by Thurman. He's going to stay with the Tigers, which is bad news for the Tigers.
This is amazing,
what,
really.
I mean, she doesn't even jump for half of them.
she just stands
on the floor. It's just her timing is good.
She just knocks it flat out of there.
On the way up. The officials can't believe it either, it looks like. LZ, nobody's within 20 feet of the back.
Nobody's getting close to Ahern now.
As LZ gives it over to Kelsey. Now over to Cole, is going to launch a three. That looks good, and that is good. Hey, that was right in front of us. 9 seconds left to go. It's 25-16. As Watson's going to bring it down, she gets it over to Thurman. Thurman up.
And
nice shot by Thurman. That's going to cut it 25-18. So going into the half, it's 25-18 Tigers.
And we're back.
Oh, I think we don't need to yell.
That did kind of echo in the gym, but.
Oh, Haley Kelsey with a little revenge of her own on Watson.
Kelsey's been watching Ahern all first half.
Right.
She's ready for a block herself.
They watch the game tapes maybe at halftime. Sheree Cole brings it across, gives it to Jesse Hill. We'll get you some first quarter totals here in a sec.
First half.
First quarter and second quarter totals. 2-1 special. Cole fills up the lane, gets it to Kelsey, blocked by Ahern, and a rebound. No, we'll give her a block.
She's up to her old tricks already. Watson brings it up for Atlanta. She sets up, now gets a left wing for Sagasur. Puts up a shot just inside the arc. Shot's no good. Rebounded by... She gets her own rebound after Bashir, who failed to corral it. She gets it out to Watson. Watson goes around an Ahern screen. Ahern backing in the defense, and it's stolen by Hill. Oh, she comes over in disgust on that one.
Well,
Ahern
I think
does.
She got popped in the eye was the problem. That was the look on her face.
Cole has it, feeds it in to Kelsey. Kelsey blocked by Ahern. These last five trips, including last half, I think she's probably had, what, six blocks?
I would think so.
Cole gets it in on the inbound and fires up a
That's
three.
That's the thing. She's blocking it, but the Tigers are getting a lot of shots in the same possession after that. So her teammates aren't corralling those blocks for her.
Ball's on the floor. Thurman able to control it. Now loses again. This time, Elsie recovers. Gets it off to Cole, who will bring it up for the Tigers. Cole gets in the corner for Elsie. Elsie shots in and out, rebounded by Ahern. What a surprise. Ahern gets it off to Watson, who brings it up for the Hornets. Almost loses it, gets it off to Sagasur, puts up an air ball from deep, rebounded by Kelsey.
I think everyone thought that ball was going to go out of bounds. It headed toward the out-of-bounds line, and then it started going parallel to it, so Kelsey ran over and grabbed it.
Kelsey, meanwhile, gets it off to Elsie. Her shot just inside the arc is no good again. This time it's rebounded not by Ahern, but by Thurman. This is probably the fifth rebound outside of Ahern for the Hornets, I would guess. Watson gets a right wing for Sagasur. She gets now into Ahern. Ahern off the glass and in.
There's your triple-double, Joni Ahern. We've got her for 11 points, 10 blocks, and 11 rebounds.
And
way to go, Joni.
It occurred at 5:45 left to play the third quarter. I hate to see those averages. Cole puts it in just a two-pointer. Her foot was on the line, I think. And at any rate, it's 30-20 with 5:30 left to play now for sheer leads. Watson dribbling inside, kicks it out for Thurman. Thurman shots an air ball, rebounded by Clarkson. Clarkson back to Elsie. Elsie has Hill if she saw it. She did not. And now she gets the right wing for Cole. Cole's had the hot hand recently. Cole gives it off to Kelsey. Now back to Cole. Now to Hill, top the key. Hill left wing for Elsie. Elsie, one dribble into Clarkson in the left corner. Clarkson looking now back out to Hill. Hill to Cole at the top of the key. Cole right wing now for Elsie. Elsie looks in, gets it to Kelsey. Kelsey throws it right into the hands of Ahern. That's a steal. So we start keeping those two? I think she's got about three. I would say that's three.
Well.
Ahern dribbles into the lane herself, kicks it out for Sagasur. Sagasur has happy feet and Throws it away. Corralled by Kelsey. Kelsey gets it to Elsie. Elsie to Cole. Now to Kelsey outside the arc on the right side. Dribbles baseline. Kicks it back now to Cole. Cole just inside the arc. Now goes baseline. Looking to feed it now from 15 feet. Puts it up and in. Splash! Good
shot
there by
Cole. Find, Kelsey heading to the basket. Kelsey's like, I don't want to head in there. So Cole's like, I'm going to have to take a shot myself, I guess. And she made it. Nice play, Sheree. Oh, my God.
Body over
Hill. And the shot's going to be off, and it's going to be rebounded by Elsie, who's guarded by Ahern on the half court. Ooh, and now I think Atlanta Thurman got hit in the nose. Boy,
oh, she's bleeding. Pretty viciously.
Well, I tell you what, man. Even if you're not bleeding, you can't play if you get hit in the nose because your eyes
your
water
eyes
up.
Water up just like that. There was a lot of blood from that nose.
I didn't see that happen.
She was crashing the boards, and she tripped over somebody's feet. There was a multitude of feet there in the lane, and she just went straight down, and her head smacked the floor.
Oh, my God. I wish you hadn't told me that. I didn't want to hear that.
You said you didn't know.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't want to know, I guess. Call up to Cole, not a hill at the junction.
Oh, Shelby was wide open on the cut there.
Call up to Cole, top of the key, to Hill, junction. She tries to hit the cutting Elsie and then decides not to. Call it. Bounce pass into Elsie, who shakes off her man. Lob pass into
there's
Hill,
some
and there's going to be a block by Ahern, and she corrals it, and there's going to be a foul by Hill, I believe.
How many blocks is that?
That's 11. She's got 11 rebounds, blocks, and points.
11's a good number. Let's get those steals up, by golly. We can get the elusive quadruple-double.
I think Hakeem Olajuwon did that once.
Quadruple-double?
Yep. Watson is going to lose it out of bounds. He's going to stay with the Hornets. As three Tigers were over there knocking it away. Ahern's going to throw it in. Not going to get any steals that way, Joni. If your team on offense. As she nearly... Oh, that was a nice play by Watson to corral that. Kind of the rope-a-dope there.
Kind of a little
Tigers,
stop.
She made the Tigers think that she didn't have control of it, and whether she did or not is debatable, but she did get control, and... She was able to split the defense and get it in there. Hill has it on the right-hand junction. Gives it to Cole, who's desperately wanting Hill to cut to the basket. She gives it to Elsie. The give and go there between Hill and Elsie. There's going to be a foul underneath by Sagasser. That'll be the first team foul in Atlanta. And Bashir also with one. It's 32-22, 3:05 left to go in the third as Coach Daniel takes the timeout. Here are those first half stats, which are now completely null and void after we played more than half of the third quarter. Anyway, for the Hornets, Thurman had 4, Ahern 9, and Watson had 5. As far as Brashear, Cole led the team with 9. Elsie and Scudder had 5 apiece. Jesse Hill with 4, and Haley Kelsey with 2. So all 5 starters scored for the Tigers. Ahern did bulk of the scoring. And the bulk of the rebounding and the bulk of the blocking. And we're going to go ahead and say a bulk of the steals also.
He
also was up in the stand selling popcorn at halftime and raffle tickets.
And filling the
water bottles.
That can get tough.
Elsie Clarkson, who takes a long shot, rebound, goes to Ahern, who throws Hill away, and she's going to try to bring it up. No outlet. She does now outlet across to Carter, whose shot is off. It's going to rebound. It's going to go in the corner. Now it's going to go out of bounds to the Tigers. Clarkson inbounds to Cole, and Tigers are heading the other way. Tigers heading left to right this quarter, this half. Cole travels and gets away from it, gets it to Elsie. Elsie hits Cole, who somehow ended up all the way across the other side of the floor. That was a nice play. She kind of got lost in the shuffle. After she was on the same side of the court as she passed it to Elsie. As Watson gets called for the over-under there.
She ball
got a little bit
a little
high.
Too high.
Ball got a little high on her dribble, and she's going to be called for the turnover. 34-22, 2:30 left to go in the third. Cole gets it to Elsie, left-hand wing. I can't pick my left and right on that side of the court. Cole gets the same play, back door, weak side. And Cole with 4 straight points is 36-22. Ahern over there just a little bit late.
She was closing the gap.
She was. As down at the other end, Sagasser fights against Collip. Collip all over, and Collip's going to call for the foul. That'll be 2 free throws, I believe, to Sagasser. That's second team foul on the Tigers. That's first team foul on Collip. Coach Williams calling Cole and Hill over to talk. Sagasser's
Interesting shot she has.
She kind of squats down and spins it on her finger and puts her feet together and launches it, and it's 2-for-2. I think I'm going to start shooting like that. Sparks an inbound to Elzy. Elzy up ahead to Cole, who's wide open. There was nobody on this side of the court with her. She held it up a little bit. No hurry for the Tigers running offense. Hill across the free throw line, gets to Cole top of the key. Cole guarded closely by Dowell. Cole gets it to Elzy. Elzy looks inside to Hill. Hill has to come out and get it. Gets to Elzy. Give and go. Good. Nice shot by Kimberly Elzy from about 19 feet. Gives the Tigers a 14-point lead, 38-24, with 1:40 left to go in the third. Watson's going to bring it up, working against Cole and Hill. She brings it between the circles now. Picked by Ahern. Watson goes just to the right of that. Lob pass goes into Ahern. Off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. There's going to be a foul, and they're going to call Hill on the foul.
Well, Ahern continues to pad the stats as we go through the third quarter. 1:30 left to play. 38-24. Brashear leads, but it has been the Ahern show, if you'd ask anybody about this game.
Ahern gets it into Watson. Watson thinks about three. Now gets it out to Carter. Carter over to Sagasser. Sagasser picks up her dribble. Now has no one to pass it to. Now she finds Dowell. Dowell almost loses it. Gets it to a streaking Sagasser. Off the glass and good. That was a nice play by the Hornets, as all five Tigers were over on the right-hand side of the court. Nobody covering the weak side, and it cost them. 38-26, it's only 12 points. A minute left to go in the third. Cole goes around the screen. Misses. Hull cutting to the basket. Elzy has it over on the right wing. Gets it to Cole, top of the key. Inside to Hill. Hill hits the cutting Collip. Collip gets it blocked by Ahern, who gathers it, and they're heading the other way.
I love how she keeps the straight face throughout everything. There's no celebration. There's
it's all
nothing.
Business. Ahern corrals a loose ball. And
she picks up other people's mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like nothing surprises out there. Watson was dribbling. It got knocked away from Watson. Watson sprawled out on the floor. Ahern just picks it up and throws it right back to her like nothing was happening. So she's all business out there, definitely. Ahern's going to inbound underneath. Hits the cutting Watson. Watson goes back to Ahern underneath. Ooh. Hits the bottom of the backboard. And now it's going to be jump ball. It's going to go to Atlanta. No, it's going to go to the Tigers. I saw what direction he was pointing, but it didn't add up in my head. 30 seconds left to go in the third. 38-26. Cole brings it across. She drops over to the top of the key. Thinks about hitting Elzy on the back door. Now Elzy comes out to get it. Now they give it to Kelsey, and that's going to be Kelsey gives it to Elzy. It's going to be blocked by Ahern. And Watson has trouble with it. It's going to be stolen by Hill at half court. Hill almost loses the dribble, and she gets fouled. Probably could have passed it to Cole for the easy layup, but she ended up getting there.
Why dish it when you can take it yourself?
That's right. She's going to have a chance for the three-point play here, 40-26, with 10 and one-fifth second left to go in the third. Here's Hill's try for three. Good.
Old-fashioned three-point play in effect there.
Can't beat that. Elzy almost gets called for the foul. Gets it back to Ahern. 7 seconds left. Ahern crossover dribble at half court. She's going all the way in. It's going to be blocked by Kelsey. Kelsey's going to
a little premature there.
She does bounce it up and hit the net. That was interesting.
I guess if you can bounce it and get it to go in before the buzzer goes, it counts.
I think so.
And as a three, I suppose.
I don't know what the rules are.
I've never seen that. Not even on like some highlights of things.
Video games.
I've seen where a guy was running out of bounds, throws it, tries to save it back in, the net catches the ball and takes it up and around the hoop and puts it in. I've seen that. That was impressive.
And what was that counted as?
Two-pointer.
Okay.
That's completely different from bouncing it in, though.
Yeah, we're going to have to look that up. Well, see if you can. We're going to play a game here. It's called Guess the Player. I'm going to give you the stats for this player, and you're going to see who it is. We got 11 points, 13 rebounds, 13 blocks. I'll give you three guesses.
All right, I'm going to guess Wiggins.
Wiggins, no, sadly. I don't have her down for any points.
How about Thurman? She's been playing a pretty good game.
Well, Thurman's still out with the bloody nose, I believe.
Ooh, I believe you're right on that. Can't
you
be
only got one guess. Don't blow this.
I'm gonna try Ahern.
It is indeed Joni Ahern. We'll see if she can continue her domination in the fourth quarter, although her team's down 15 going into the fourth.
She has the ball and gets it off to Watson now. Sets a moving screen, they didn't call it. The way Ahern's been playing, I wouldn't call it either. Ahern kicks it now out to Saga, sir. She looks confused, gets it back in Ahern. Off the glass, it hangs on the rim for a second, then falls out, rebounded by Christina Scudder, who gets it to Cole, and Cole is moving down the left side of the court. She gets it to Hill now. Hill holds unmolested at 15-foot, decides to put up the shot. Shot's no good, but rebounded by Elsie. Nobody was on the weak side for Atlanta, and it's a wonder Ahern wasn't over there, but Tigers were able to come up with the rebound. Cole has it now left side, gets it off to Elsie on the left corner. Elsie gets it now to Cole. Cole now to Kelsey. Kelsey on the left baseline, now out to Cole on the left wing. Cole back to Kelsey. Kelsey now to Scudder on the left elbow. Shots in and out, rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey having trouble, and she's going to be fouled by Ahern. Oh, man, almost another clean block, but this time they're going to get her for a foul. I think that's her second. Kelsey's first free throw is good. 6:59 left to play, fourth quarter, 42-26. Tigers are commanding lead, and Ahern comes to take a seat on the bench. Kelsey's second shot is off the front of the rim, no good. Out of bounds. I thought maybe it was touched last by Dow, but they're going to say it was out of bounds off the Tigers, so it'll be Atlanta ball. Brashear now brings a press. They can't get it into the attempted pass into Watson was stolen by Cole, who misses a layup and then corrals her own rebound. Made a great pass to Hill. Hill not Elsie for three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kelsey, and her shot's up and in off the glass. Good shot there by Kelsey. 6:40 left to play, 44-26. Watson falls down now and called for travel. I think she was shuffling the knees there. Double dribble, my bad. Going to be Tiger ball out from underneath their own basket. Ahern set to check back in. Long break she had. Gets it off to Kelsey, who puts it off the glass.
Kelsey's breathing a little easier. Kelsey is because Ahern's not in. Kelsey with two inside baskets now.
Reach on Elsie.
Show's over, Haley. She's coming back in.
The fun has come to an end.
That's right. I got six people out there. That's not going to work. It's 46-26. Tigers is just kind of gradually made this a 20-point lead. No big run for the Tigers. Just kind of trading three for two and four for three, and that's going to add up after a while. Ahern loses the dribble. Now gives it up to Scudder, and Scudder's going to come the other way with it. Outlet to Elsie. Elsie looking up. Over on the right-hand side. Gets it on the baseline to Hill. Hill to Cole. Cole to Scudder. Scudder over to Hill. Hill's going to launch from 18.
Ooh.
No good. Rebound inside by Kelsey. She puts it strong off the glass. No good. Rebound by Scudder, and good. Nice weak side rebound and basket by Christina Scudder. 48-26 as Watson works against two Tiger defenders coming up on the press. Wiggins has it. Almost gets it taken away. She dribbled and picked it up and dribbled again, and then she cringed like, oh, gosh, I shouldn't have done that, but they didn't call it. I guess they thought the Tigers knocked it away, and the Tigers are right there, so it's tough to say. She was. If you would have asked her at that point, she would have definitely sold herself out. Kimberly Elsie steals this one. Other way, she gets nailed underneath the basket, and she's going to get shoot two free throws. That foul was on Brandy Carter. That's the fourth team foul on the Hornets. Five on the Tigers. It's 5:38 left to go in the fourth, and it's 48-26.
Elsie dribbles a couple times, puts it up, splash. First shot's good here by Elsie. Second shot's on its way. It's good as well. 50-26, your score. Ahern inbounds to Watson. Watson takes it up the court with ease this time. Now gets the right wing for Sagaser. Wide step, fires a three. Air ball rebounded by Scudder. Scudder gets it to Elsie. Elsie brings it up the court. Now picks up her dribble for some strange reason. Gets a right wing for Cole. Cole kicks it now to Kelsey on the baseline. Now right wing for Cole, fires from three, in and out, rebounded by Wiggins. Wiggins gets it to Ahern, and Ahern passes off to Watson. Watson back to Wiggins. They have numbers, Atlanta does. They get to Sagaser, she airballs another one, and rebounded by Scudder again.
Scudder's living large off of those airball rebounds, I tell you.
Two times in a row, same exact play, it looks like. Elsie gets it into Kelsey, now back out to Hill from 15, off the front iron, no good, gets her own rebound. Now to Cole, now right wing for Elsie. Elsie feeds it in the Scudder. Now back out to Cole. Now right wing for Elsie. Feeds it in the Scudder. Back to Elsie. Elsie this time gets it to Cole. Cole puts on the floor. Now to Elsie for three. Nope. She gets it in the Scudder instead. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Ahern. Ahern, the mighty rebound. Now she gets it to Watson, who brings up the court. Almost over in the back. Now she gets it to Sagasser, who looks like she shuffled her feet, but they didn't call it. And Hill knocked out of bounds as she attempted to get it to Ahern. Cole takes a seat as Collop enters the game for the Tigers. Ahern chucks it into Watson, who loses the dribble, and Scudder recovers the ball. Elsie has it now for the Tigers, brings it up the right side of the court, picks up her dribble again, and gets it off to Hill. Hill just inside the arc at the top of the key, splashes it home. 52-26, 4 minutes left to play. Elsie steals the inbound, gets it to Hill, fires up the shot. This time she hits from 8 feet. 53-26. Ahern takes it the length of the court, puts up an odd-looking shot. Oh, man, that was a circus shot, and she got it to fall. I don't know how to describe that one. Elsie gets it into Hill. Hill off the backboard from 4 feet. She just keeps getting closer. 3:30 left to play, and Hill's had a 6-point run for the Tigers. 55-28. Right wing now for Sagasser. Sagasser looking in. Feeds it into nobody. Well, if Sagasser can't throw it up an air ball, she's going to throw an aired pass. Now the Tigers get it into Collup. Collup gets it to Kelsey. Kelsey's going to bring it up the court. Gets it to Scudder. Scudder feeds it into Clarkson, and Clarkson puts it on the floor. Now to Elsie with 3 minutes left to play. Dare I say what we're running here, Mr. Caldwell? Elsie takes it in, and this time instead of a block by Ahern, they're going to go with a foul.
Elsie's going to shoot two here. That's Ahern. They don't have it. I guess it wasn't against her. Looks like it was against Dowell instead. That's her second. Five fouls on each team as Elsie drains both the free throws at 57-28, nearly 30-point lead for the Tigers. That means running clock once you get up to 30. As Watson gets it over to Sagasser.
Not if Ahern can say something about it.
She's going to try to do something here. Ball fake goes around Clarkson and Kelsey. Kelsey with the block. I don't think they're even on block, though, in terms of blocking each other. Elsie looks up and gets it to Collup. Collup loses it.
Steal for Ahern.
Steal.
What she got now?
Comes down the other end, sets herself, misses off the backboard. It's going to be rebound by Collup. Collup gives it to Elsie. That's four steals for Ahern is what I have.
She's not going to get up to quadruple-double status, is she?
Especially not with the 30-point lead and the running clock here. It's a lot easier to clock burn when it stays running. Elsie has it between the circles inside the Scudder. Scudder gets it back out to Elsie. Elsie inside to Clarkson. Clarkson.
Oh, double dribble.
She looked like that was a long, agonizing double dribble because she bounced it.
And then kind of carried it for about 3 seconds before she bounced it again.
She bounced it again, and as long as you don't grab it after that second bounce, you're okay. But she tried to. She held off as long as she could. It's like a kitten with a big bowl of candy sitting on the table. Pretty soon you're going to reach for it. Watson brings it across. She looks like she's lost a little bit of her desire here as the game's gone on. 58-28 with 1:40 left to go. Ahern with a ball fake.
Woo!
Fouled. You heard that slap over the airwaves, probably. She's going to be fouled by Clarkson, I believe.
Yep. Clarkson, frustration foul from the double dribble, I imagine.
Maybe. It wasn't Joni's fault. I don't know why she took it out on her. Here's Joni's first free throw. No good. We found a flaw in her game, finally.
She needs to work on free throws.
She's 0 for 1 from the line.
Although she did have a pretty good stroke.
That's right. And here's the second one. Good. Cole now gets it in from Kelsey with a minute left to go. 58-29. Bounce pass into Scudder. Scudder's going to work against Ahern. Nice ball.
Tricked the trickster there.
She didn't go right at her. She went to put the ball fake one way and did the pivot. The reverse pivot the other way and was able to put it in. Watson now has it between the circles, working around the Ahern screen. Now it gets to Ahern. She's going to throw up three. Bang. Bang-o-rama. That one looked like she knew what she was doing. She's had a couple tonight where she's just kind of throwing them up a little bit. So I think she's 2 from 4 for the line, from 3-point line. Cole is going to be knocked away by Ahern.
Almost
down.
A steal again. Well, they stopped the clock. Oh, they cut it to within 28.
Yeah,
31 seconds.
31.8 seconds left to go. Kelsey looking for somebody to pass it to. Still looking. All the way out towards half court to Cole. Cole gets it inside to Clarkson at the junction. Now over to Cole. Cole's going to launch a three.
Oh,
that's good. 63-32.
In your face, Ahern.
I'm going to stay no more than 15 feet closer to you. As 15 seconds and 63-32, Tigers. 63 points, that's pretty good for a girls' game.
That is.
Ahern, crossover dribble against Clarkson. Throws the ball to the glass, no good, gets her own rebound. Now it's going to be blocked by Kelsey.
Kelsey had quite a few blocks in her own right.
There's a steal by Cole, 2-1. And she puts it on the glass, no good. Hey, we got 63-32 as your final score. We'll be back with some totals from the girls' game and the boys' game in about 12 minutes.
Hey, this is John Slavin, and we're now here at the break between the games, and I think we're going to have the King and Queen presentations here, aren't we? I think so. So sit tight here. We may have some descriptions.
Well, I think in recent years they maybe have moved the coronation to after the games. Now it's raffle ticket. Just as exciting.
It said it on today's bulletin between the games. But sometimes the bulletin is
we
not
always.
We
can't be a slave to the bulletin, John. That's what I've learned. Things change at a moment's notice.
I see. Well, we'll see. We'll wait here in just a minute. So sit tight. We may have something about the King and Queen. Or not. And Dana Slavin, if you're listening out there, we want to give a shout out to you. The girls look real nice. Oh, here we go. We have Stephanie Elsie and I'm not sure who her escort is. What would you say?
Put that on.
What would you say that Stephanie is wearing, Sherry? I have Sherry Elson here to help me out. What color is that? Salmon, maybe? What?
Yeah.
Oh, and here we got the eighth grade, and that's Stephanie Linhart. Not sure who her escort is either. How would you describe her dress?
Burgundy.
Burgundy. And does it have spaghetti straps?
With spaghetti straps.
Speak up there, Sherry.
With spaghetti straps.
Ah, yes. Now the freshman princess is coming around the corner here in just a moment. Oh, it's Hannah. And Jake Sweet, what would you say? How would you describe that dress, sir, Sherry?
Black and white.
Boy, you're a real help, I'm telling you. Hannah Bishop, that is. It's a pretty little white dress thing. It has variable lengths.
Halter top.
And a halter top. Yep, that's right. And now the King candidates. We have Andrew Linhart. And, oh gosh, I can't think of her name. It's a pretty lavender dress with a kind of a strap-up lacy thing on the back. Curly hair. Andrew's dressed up in his finest Brashear boys basketball uniform. The junior candidates are, oh, Bridget Clarkson. Wow, she's got it's all black, shiny on the bottom half, and feathery around the collar. Looks like a throwback from the 20s or something. Black gloves that come halfway up to her elbows. Nice little corsage there that her escort undoubtedly got her. A black bow. Just a real striking outfit. And the senior candidates are Christina Scudder and Jeremy Clay. Of course, Christina has her basketball uniform on, but I'm sure she'll be all dolled up here before too long. No, this is the senior. I'm all messed up here. That's Tyler Killen and Ashley Clarkson. This must have been from last year's, the Clarkson and Tyler Killen. The prince and princess are Stephanie Elsie and
Zach.
Zach. I guess that's Zach Reeves, isn't it? Yeah, that's who that is. Stephanie Elsie and Zach Reeves. Congratulations go out to the seventh graders for the princess and prince. And now for the king and queen. Jeremy Clay and Christina Scudder. So what do you think there, Sherry? Which one of those outfits do you like the best? I can't tell you how striking that Clarkson's outfit is.
Yeah. Very form-fitting. A couple ruffles on the bottom.
Oh, yep, taking some pictures here. We got a banner here. It says Homecoming 2006. Looks like the boys' ball team is going to go crashing through. Got the official photographer here ready to take a picture when they come through the paper. Oh, they got the music to get everybody jazzed up. Here they come. The clock's been reset for 12 minutes, and I guess we'll start with the boys' game at about that time, so we'll be back in a few. Hang with us. Dana, if you're listening, call
660-626-7882.
One more time.
660-626-7882.
Here we go. The second game tonight between the Hornets and the Tigers. I hope you enjoyed Did you bring coverage of the coronation to them?
Why, you bet we did.
Okay, just making sure. Starting for the Hornets tonight, we got number three, Camber Thasher. I'm sorry if I mispronounced his name. Number four, James Van Loo. Number 21, Josie Garnett. Number 22, Justin Miller. Number 53, Cole Thurman. For the Tigers, we've got Justin Hazen, Andrew Linhart, Jacob Chipman, Cale Watson, and the big guy, Tyler Killen.
The usual suspects.
The usual suspects. It's been the starting lineup for the last handful of games anyway. I guess Coach Copeland likes how they work. He does use free substitution, though, so you never know who's going to be in at any given time.
Yeah, although that's going to change pretty dramatically after tonight.
That's right. We're going to lose four players after tonight because freshmen are going to be done. We'll see how this one shapes out. Atlanta won the first meeting between these two teams at the North Shelby Tournament.
What was the score then, do you know?
I think Atlanta won pretty handily by more than 20, I think. Here we go. It'll be Cale Watson and Cole Thurman to jump it up as we get it started. It's going to be controlled by Killen, who gives it back to Hazen, and Hazen will bring it across for the first possession. Hazen heads over to the right-hand side, gets it to Linhart. Linhart thinks about pulling up after he loses his man. Now gets it all the way across to Hazen. Hazen to Cale Watson, guarded by Thurman. Watson picks up a dribble. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen, in the lane, puts it up. Off the side of the rim, no good. It's going to be rebounded underneath by Miller. Miller gets it up to Thrasher. Thrasher all the way in, no good. Rebound goes back to Thrasher. Gets knocked to him. It gets it to Thurman. Thurman's going to launch a three. Back to the rim, no good. Oh, and rebound is going to be Cale Watson. It's going to be over the back by Miller. That'll be the first foul of the night. Hornets are going to start out with the press here. They put three guys guarding the inbound pass at first. And now Cale Watson gets it. Gets it to Linhart across the middle. Tigers have a three-on-two if Linhart wants it, but Coach Copeland tells him to calm down. Now Watson has it working against Thurman. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen on the left-hand side. Inside to Watson. Watson absorbs the contact up off the glass and good. Tigers lead 2-0. Barely a minute gone by in the first quarter. Garnett brings it back quickly the other way. Gets it over in the corner to Thrasher. Thrasher she misses the shot, and there's going to be a foul underneath. That'll be a foul on Garnett. That'll be his first, and that'll be the team's second.
A little pushing and shoving going on there in the lane.
Everybody jockeying for position there. Linhart's going to throw it in. He gets it to Hazen. Hazen, crossover dribble, now has trouble. Now he gets it to Linhart. They're going to call Linhart for over and back. Linhart had established in the front court and jumped up in the air to catch it and landed on either side of the line. That's over and back. He would have been okay if he would have even just put a foot down before he caught the ball. But that didn't happen. Garnett's going to bring it up now, working the point. He's at the half-court circle. Tigers starting out with a 2-3 zone here. Thurman gets it to Miller. Miller over to Thrasher. He's going to launch a three. Rebound. Going to go to Shipman, who tips it up to himself. Bounce pass to Hazen on the outlet. Hazen working against Garnett. Hazen gets it to Watson. Watson brings it across half court. Watson thinks about going all the way in. He loses it. And then Miller picks it up. Miller bounce pass to Thurman. Thurman loses it and gets it to Linhart. Linhart picks it up and gives it to Hazen. And we're heading back the other way. Both teams having trouble hanging on to the ball here early on. But the Tigers are away with a two-point lead. It's 6-10 left to go in the first. Watson loses the dribble, now gets it to Shipman. Shipman's going to take a shot from just inside the arc. No good. The rim unkind. Rebound goes off of Tyler Killen. Cale Watson had that one go right through his arm. And then Tyler Killen tried to track it down, but he lost it. Garnett now gets it to Miller. Miller back to Garnett, and they're going to break the press. Garnett splits the defense right there, and Linhart's going to be called for the foul.
Reaching in a little bit as
he went around. He let Garnett go by, and then he tried to get him on the way by, and that was a foul. Garnett's going to throw it in right underneath the basket. He gets it to Thurman, guarded by Killen. Over to Thrasher. Thrasher to Garnett. Back out to Thrasher. Thrasher dribbles in on the left-hand side. Now gets it inside to the big guy, Miller. Miller up over the front of the rim, and good.
Strong move towards the basket there.
That was a nice move to absorb on his inside shoulder and go up with it. Hazen almost gets it knocked away. Now he does get it knocked away. Garnett on the other side is going to get for the layup. And it's going to be on the steal. It's going to be 4-2 Hornets. Linhart almost loses it. Now he gets it up to Hazen. The Tigers have a 3-on-1. Are they going to be able to capitalize? Yep. Shipman goes straight up over Miller. and puts it off the glass. We're tied at four with 5 minutes left to go. Garnett working over on the right-hand side. Underneath to
Ben Lou. Ben Lou is wide open.
The first time we mentioned his name, he was wide open on the as the Hornets broke down the press, and Van Lou's going to get to shoot a free throw here on the made basket. Coach Copeland wants a timeout. 5:10 left to go in the first. It's 6-4. Van Lou's going to shoot his free throw here. And he completes the three-point play. It's 7-4, Hornets. 5:10 left to go. Watson gets it into Hazen. Now back to Watson. Ryan Furtig and Kylie Watson come into the game for the Tigers. Garnett knocks it away from Hazen. Kale Watson on inbound right in front of the crowd on the other side. Watson inbounds to Hazen at the half-court circle. Hazen over to Watson. Watson, right-hand wing, holds it high. His shipment cutting across the middle. Quick shot. In and out, no good. That was bad news. As it's 7-4. Garnett coming back quickly the other way. Gets it over to West. To Thurman, top of the key. No good. Rebound underneath goes to Garnett. Zeke Garnett. And he misses his shot. And the rebound comes to Furtig. Furtig gets a foul there as he almost lost the ball but gained control right before the defender came, and he's going to be the victim of a foul. It's three fouls on the Hornets now. Now it'll be the first on Thurman.
Watson sends it back out to Hazen. Hazen's going to bring it out up top. Dribbles over to the left side, sends it back to Furtig on the left wing. Furtig sends it back to Hazen in the left corner. He dribbles it out, sends it to Furtig. Furtig just about loses the handle on it, but he has it out center court, sends it over to Watson on the right side. Watson tries to get it into Shipman and lose the handle on it, and Garnett comes up with it. He takes it along the left-hand side and went up for a shot. And has the ball kicked out of his hands by Ryan Furtig, so Atlanta will retain possession of the ball. Garnett sends it in to Miller, back to Garnett, back out up top to West. Shot for three land is no good, but Atlanta comes up with the rebound. Thurman. Thurman over the left-hand side. Another shot for three. This time's in and out. Tigers come up with the ball. Kale Watson hands it, sends it over to Hazen, who brings it back out. Atlanta falls back into regular defense. Hazen has it up top, sends it over to the left-hand side to Ryan Furtig. Furtig dribbles in the lane. They're going to say he was fouled by... Who was he fouled by? Was that Thurman did that? West. It's going to be four fouls on Atlanta. Hazen will have the ball now. Hazen to Kale Watson. Watson sends it back to the left corner. Shot is off the side of the glass by Hazen. Atlanta comes up with it. Thurman takes it all the way into the lane. Pulls up for about a 12-foot jumper, and it's good. 9-4 Atlanta with the advantage. Hazen has the ball. Double team. Gets it across the line up to Shipman. Ooh, nice pass across the lane to a wide open Ryan Furtig, and his shot is up and good. 9-6. Atlanta comes back in a hurry. Garnett with the ball. He shot from way outside the left hand side. It's no good, but Atlanta comes up with a rebound. And it's going to be West. Second shot's no good, but Atlanta Garnett comes up with it. And his shot's no good, but goes out of bounds. 2:55 left in the first. Atlanta will inbound it. It's going to be Garnett. Sends it to Thurman on the right side. Thurman dribbles in the lane, dishes it off to the left-hand side. Shot is no good by Garnett. He gets his own rebound. His shot is blocked, but he's fouled in the process, so he'll get to the line, shoot a couple.
Tigers getting beat horrifically on the offensive boards here. I mean, the Hornets are getting two or three shots every time down the floor, and it's usually one guy getting two or three of his own rebound, so Tigers need to put some bodies down in there. Zeke Garnett hits his first free throw because he was fouled on the shot. It's 10-6.
Kind of a brick. Didn't have much rotation to it, but it went in.
Second one misses. Hazen briefly open underneath as Watson, Kale Watson, comes away with a rebound. He dribbles at the half-court circle. Gets it to Hazen just outside the arc. Now he lobs it into Kylie Watson. Top of the key. Kylie's going to put up a shot. No good off the backboard. Rebound goes to Jacob Shipman. Shipman throws Garnett to the floor. Garnett continued to battle after the bell went off. So
good hands by Shipman. He was like one of four people that went up, and he was the one that came down with it.
That's right. That was a nice play. He wanted it more. Miller inbounds all the way underneath to West. West goes up strong off the glass and good. That was complete breakdown in the press right there. 12-6 Tiger, or 12-6 Hornets. Hazen across the middle to Linhart. Linhart to Watson. Watson loses it. Now gets it to Hazen from 18. No good. Rebound goes underneath to Van Loo. Stolen by Watson. Watson works against Van Loo, and he's going to be blocked. Garnett gets it on the block. Gets it over to West. West is going to go up for three. And he's good. West is feeling it right now. 15-6 Hornets. And all of a sudden, it was 9-6 here a few minutes ago, about a minute ago, and now it's 15. Cale Watson going to have a chance to answer for three. Good. And they're going to call a foul underneath. Tigers are going to get the ball back because either West or Garnett. That'll be a foul on West. That's his second foul already, I believe. And that'll be five team fouls on the Hornets. Tigers get the benefit of having it again. Boy, you didn't want to see West leave the game if you were the Hornets. Watson inbounds to Hazen. Hazen back over to Watson. Watson's going to take another three. Bang! Nice six-point possession. There you go, John. A nice six-point possession for the Tigers, and they're right back in it, 15-12. Cale Watson commits a foul over on the other side. And stay under control, Cale. You seem to be hitting the shots tonight. That'll be the first foul on Cale. That's four on the Tigers, so both teams not wasting any time with the fouls here. That's four on the Tigers, five on the Hornets. It's 15-12 with a minute and a half left to go in the first. Garnett gets it over to Thrasher. Thrasher underneath to Miller. Miller back out to Josie Garnett. Down the corner to Miller again. Miller tries to find baseline. Ends up hitting Josie Garnett. Top of the key over to Cole Thurman. Wide open for three. That's good.
Guess they know how to shoot those too.
Yep. You can't leave them wide open like that. 18-12, Hornet. Hazen gets it stolen by Garnett. And Garnett takes it in, almost blows the layup, but it ends up going in. Hazen careless with the ball there, and it costs the Tigers. Hazen gets it in the middle to Linhart. Linhart lob to Watson, underneath to Shipman.
I think he got his finger jammed in that process.
I think
process.
So. I think one of the Hornets came across and tipped it barely, and Jacob wasn't able to make the adjustment in time. It ended up going off his fingers out of bounds. Garnett gets it up head to Thurman. Thurman all the way in. Double pump, no good. Rebound's going to go off the Hornets and go to the Tigers. 40.8 seconds left. It's 20-12, Hornets. Linhart gets it to Hazen. Hornets playing a little three-quarter court press. Hazen across to Cale Watson. Inside to Linhart. Over to Kylie Watson, who almost loses it off his shoulder. Now he lobs it out to Linhart. Linhart to Cale Watson, left-hand wing. He gets it in the lane. Dump pass. Probably could have taken that up himself. Garnett's going to step out of bounds as he tries to save it in. There'll be 20 seconds left to go. It's 20-12 Hornets. Tyler Killen's going to come in for Kylie Watson, who's had trouble holding on to the ball.
Well, this will be his last night, too.
That's right. Cody Miller is going to come in also. Linhart gives it to Cale Watson. Cale Watson gets it to Hazen on left-hand wing. Hazen holds it high. Bounce pass to Cale Watson in the corner. He dribbles back out to the arc. Gets it to Linhart now in the corner to Shipman. Back to Linhart. 6 seconds left to go. Hope Tigers see how much time's left. As Cale Watson's going to launch the three in the corner. Bang! Cale Watson has the buzzer sound. He's 3-for-3 from the three-point land in the first quarter. Cale Watson single-handedly keeping the Tigers in the game at 20-15.
All right, Hazen has the ball at the beginning of the second period. Atlanta leading 20-15. Hazen has it sends it over to Furtick on the left wing. Furtick back at the Cale Watson, the top of the key. He drives it into the lane, and he's going to be fouled. Foul is going to be on. Which is going to be Garnett. Six team fouls now. Oh, nice inbound feed to Ryan Furtick. He puts it in. Garnett's going to take it all the way to a wide open. Garnett, his shot is up and good, and I believe he was fouled, too. Foul is going to be on Andrew Linhart. That's his second. Five team fouls now on the Tigers. Zeke Garnett puts it up. Kind of a brick, but it goes in. 23-17.
Tigers get it into Kale Watson. He's double teamed. They break the press, get it up to Mr. Anderson in the lane. Turnaround jump shot is good. Good job, Mr. Anderson. Brian Furtick kicks out the inbound pass, but it'll still be Atlanta's ball. Miller sends it in to Garnett. Garnett takes it across the timeline to Hay, stops up at the free throw line. Shot is short, but Farron comes up to the rebound. The putback is no good, but he was fouled in the process, so he'll get to go to the line and shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on 41, Ryan Furtig. That is his second, 16 fouls apiece, so from here on out, everybody will be in the bonus. First shot, clanks off the back of the rim, is no good.
That's rare because last year, I think he was the one that made 21-21 in one game from the line. So, boy, we may have seen something special right there. I don't know.
Get it across the line to Anderson, back to Kale Watson. Boy, they're leaving a lot of open lane there, and Kale Watson's going to take it through and put it up, and no good, but he's fouled. I thought there was an off. Oh, you're going to call him with a travel? Oh, man.
It was a travel before the foul, definitely.
All right.
He got a little out of control on the spin move.
All right, it's going to be Thurman with the ball. He has up the free throw line, kicks back out to Garnett. Garnett around the corner to the left-hand side to West. Shot's no good. Atlanta comes up with the rebound. Thurman's going to put it up on the right-hand side this time. His shot for three is good. 6:49 left in the half, 27-29. Atlanta with the advantage. Hazen with the ball, walks it up, brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Furtig on the right wing. He kicks it back out to Linhart up top. Linhart picks up the dribble, sends it off to Kale Watson. Watson takes it along the left side of the lane. His shot is up and no good. Atlanta comes up with it. Thurman's going to take it the other way. Drives around the left side of the lane, sends it over to Zeke Garner, whose shot is up and good. Coach Copeland doesn't like what he saw there. Calls a timeout. Atlanta up by a dime, 29-19.
There's another one of those runs that Tigers have that during the course of a game that kills them, where they just break down on both halves of the court. And it usually happens in a hurry, too. So, I mean, they were able to cut it to 3-5 here for a little bit at the end of the first, beginning of the second, and now it's back up to 10 all of a sudden. So we'll see what Coach Copeland can do to make the adjustments. The Tigers just aren't getting back on the press, and they're not rebounding, and that's all about execution there, make sure you're in the right place at the right time.
Well, and just like that one, Garnett was just open, wide open on the right-hand side of the lane.
Yeah, he was. That was a good play by Thurman to draw the defenders out, and then he's with a zip pass underneath. But still, Tiger, it was a 2-on-3 break there. I mean, there's no reason that they should have given up a layup on it, and the Tigers weren't able to cover everybody, even though they had an extra person.
All right, Kale Watson has the ball. He brings it up, walks across the timeline. Atlanta, everybody falls back. Picks up the dribble. And everybody's kind of covered, but they get it out to Shipman finally up the top of the key. He dribbles along the left-hand side of the lane, and he's going to take it up, and his shot up on the glass is good. Nice-looking move by Shipman. Garnett gets it up across the timeline to Thurman. Thurman dribbles in the lane, dishes it off over to Venlu, whose shot's no good. Linhart comes up with a rebound, and Kale Watson's going to bring it back the other way. Hands it off to Hazen. Everybody falls back. Hazen brings it across, sends it over to the right-hand side to Furtig. Furtig shot's no good. Kind of a scrum, as Tyler Killen would be prone to say, but he loses the handle on, tries to get it back, and commits a foul on Garnett.
I tell you what, Furtig got thrown to the floor pretty hard on that little exchange there, and they didn't call it, and they called him on the foul on the loose ball, so...
Yeah, I think it already pretty much happened, and he was just trying to get it back.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be taken out because that's his third foul, but you can't blame him for going after that ball with such gusto if they weren't going to call him getting thrown down. So nothing came of it anyway as Josie Garnett misses the free throw. 5.5 left to go in the first half. It's 29-21. Linhart gets tripped by Garnett at half court.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen before.
Well, I mean.
He was trying to do a spin move. Trying to do a spin move. Garnett fell down, and he just sat out on it.
And they're going to call a foul on Garnett. That's his third foul. It'd be nice to get him out of there in foul trouble. And that's 1-1 for the Tigers now. Linhart.
West is going to come back
in. Is. Thurman gets the rebound after the Tigers only missed one free throw on Tuesday night. Thurman is going to get to go all the way in, and they're going to call a block on the Tigers out of bounds. They're going to inbound underneath. Thurman will. He gets it over to Miller. Miller gets it back to Thurman. They've taken Josie Garnett out, who's been the primary ball handler. Thurman goes underneath, and the refs bail him out inside. There's going to be a foul on.
Yeah, I think Watson's doing all right if he wouldn't have elevated, got
well,
off the floor.
Thurman wasn't even facing the basket when he shot it, so you don't like to see him get bailed out like that on those bad shots. But he's missed two free throws tonight. And the coach is mad. It's 29-21, 5:09 left to go. Hornets lead. Second one's good. It's up to a 9-point lead. Linhart gets it from Watson. Back to him. Watson. Now to Hazen. Kale Watson is going to bring it across timeline. Crossover dribble, and he gets it to Justin Hazen, who's wide open for three, and he doesn't take it. He gets it inside instead to Kale Watson, who puts it up off the glass and good. 30-23, Tigers. Or Hornets, excuse me. Cole Thurman breaks down Hazen and Watson. And then he goes up for a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound goes inside to Kylie Watson. Thurman hits the deck. I don't know if he was trying to draw a foul or if he got knocked down. Neither one would surprise me in this game, the way it's gone so far.
Yeah, well,
it's been
hard,
pretty physical.
Been hard for him to draw a foul because he's been off his own player because he ran into his own guy.
Oh, I didn't see that. As Watson brings it right back down into the defense, you don't want to. There's no reason to do that. Kylie Watson having a little bit of an off night here. Coach Daniels for Atlanta wants a timeout.
30-23, 4:27 left in the half.
Tigers are kind of holding steady here. They need to string together a few baskets. They can't afford to turn it over like they're doing. Here we go. Hornets going to inbound it underneath the Tiger basket. West is going to bring it across, splits the defense. He's going to go all the way in, pulls up from 18, good. He got some good shots in the first time he was in, then he picked up two pretty cheap fouls and had to go sit down for a while. It looked like it hadn't cooled him off, though. Hazen trying to work against press, gets it to Linhart. Linhart picks up a dribble top of the key, gets it over to Hazen, right-hand wing. Bounce pass to Kylie or Kale Watson, who pulls up from the junction. Good. It's nice to see Kale's got the stroke going tonight.
He is really coming on.
He is. He's knowing where to find his holes on the defense. There's going to be a turnover there on West as Hazen got in his face, and Tigers are going to get a chance to cut this one down from seven here. Let's see what they can do. Hazen gets it to half court. Guarded by Thrasher. Hazen gets it to Kale Watson. Inside to Shipman. Shipman's going to pull up from 12. Front of the rim, no good. And he misses the rebound. It goes to Thurman instead. Thurman splits the defense. He's going to go all the way in unless you can check him. And there's going to be a foul on Linhart. Sticking his leg out. That'll be 9 team fouls on Brashear. So the next foul from now will put the Hornets into double bonus with 3:38 left to go. Shipman's coming out. That's 3 fouls on Linhart. I figured they'd put somebody in for Andrew. David Anderson's getting up to check in. He's going to go in for Andrew Linhart.
Mr. Anderson.
And Thurman misses the shot. Tyler gets the rebound. Tyler Killen does. Fires it all the way down the court to Justin Hazen. Back out to Kale Watson. Left wing for Justin Hazen. Inside for Tyler Killen. Watson had plenty of time to shoot the three, but he ended up faking a shot and passing it instead. You need to take those shots, Kale. You're on fire tonight. Andrew Linhart lobs it into Tyler Killen underneath to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson gives it out to Kale Watson to Justin Hazen. Justin Hazen fakes a shot and throws up a shot from the free throw line. No good. He didn't have his feet set. Ball is tipped up. It's going to be controlled by Thurman. Thurman's going to take this one all the way. Nope, he passed it underneath, and it's going to be knocked away by Hazen. Tigers ran pretty poor offense that last trip down the floor. It didn't look like anybody knew what they were doing down there. Passing up open shots, and the only shot they got was a shot by Hazen, and it was kind of a running shot there. Miller gets on the other end, gets it to Thurman. Thurman pulls up top of the key with Hazen in his face. No good. Rebound is going to go. Van Loo is going to be called for the foul over the back as Daniels hits his chair down here right in front of us. Hey, you didn't, unless you brought your own chairs, Coach, why don't you calm down a little bit. And Kale Watson is going to get to shoot 1-1 here. That's 8 fouls on the Hornets, 9 fouls on the Tigers. 32-25 with 2:51 left. Here's Kale's first. It's no good. Both teams cold from the line. Like I said, Tigers only missed one free throw on Tuesday night. In the whole game, about one, they were about 14 to 15 or so, maybe 12 to 13. As the Hornets almost called the turnover, but a nice athletic play by Thrasher is able to get it back across. West now has it, gets it to Thurman. Thurman dribbles into the defense. Nice little running one-hander, no good. Rebound by Kylie Watson. Nice play, Kylie, between two Hornets. Gives it to Kale Watson, 2.5 left to go. Kale brings it up the right-hand side, pulls up and gets it to David Anderson. Over to Kale Watson. Gets it to Hazen between the circles. Over to David Anderson on the left-hand side. Bounce pass to Watson between the circles. Gets it to David Anderson. Anderson dribbles into the defense, and he's going to be knocked down. No call, though. And now he gets called for knocking down Cole Thurman. I don't understand that. It looked like the same play. But
that wasn't a nice-looking move by Anderson, actually. He went into the lane and drew the defenders over to him and got it over to Tyler Kill, and Tyler just wasn't able to hit the shot.
Yeah. There's a lot of contact once you step inside the arc tonight. And
so Thurman's going to go to the line. We'll see what he can do. 32-25, Atlanta with the advantage. Thurman's shot is up, and it's nothing but net. Thurman's second shot is, it rattles around, no good. Kale Watson comes up with a rebound for the Tigers. Watson brings it up, brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Hazen on the right wing, gets it in to Kylie Watson in the lane, kicks it back out to David Anderson up top. Anderson over to Hazen, and what are they going to call here? Kickball. Playing a little kickball here. Shipman's going to come back in, Anderson's coming out. Shipman's going to inbound it on the far side for the Tigers. Sends it back out to Kale Watson, back up top. Watson sends it to Hazen over the right wing. Oh, gets it to Shipman at the top of the key. Goes right through between his hands, but Kale Watson comes up with it. He's going to take it in the lane. And he's going to kick it back out to Hazen, but he walked with it a little bit tentative on that play. So it's going to be Atlanta's ball. West with the ball, and he's guarded by Kylie Watson. Sends it up all the way across, kind of a lob pass. They get it over the left side of the wing, shot for three. Now they're going to say it's right inside the arc. But it was good anyway. 35-25, Atlanta up by a dime. Taylor Watson sends it up to Shipman. Shipman just across the line, sends it to Hazen. Hazen's going to shoot for three, and it's a little wide right. Atlanta comes up with it, and Thurman has it over on the left-hand side. He squares up just right about the free throw line. His shot's in and out. And Hazen knocked it out of the bounds, so it's going to be Atlanta ball right in front of the Tiger bench. Thurman's going to inbound it for Atlanta. Thurman sends it up top to Thrasher. Thrasher over to West on the left-hand side. West squares up for three. His shot is up and no good. One of the first poor shots I've seen him take. Hazen gets it across the timeline. Sends it back to Kale Watson up top over to Shipman. Shipman's wide open outside the arc on the right-hand side, and he connects. 46 seconds left in the half. Thurman with the ball. He's going to drive it along the left-hand side of the lane. His shot up off the glass is good. No defense there by the Tigers. Kale Watson has the ball. He's guarded, double-teamed. Gets it across up to Shipman over on the right side. Shipman cross-court pass to Hazen. Kicks it back out to Kale Watson. Back to Shipman. Shipman's going to try it again. This time it's not going to work. But Tyler Kalen comes up with it, and the putback is good. 20 seconds left in the half, 37-30. Atlanta gets it across the timeline, kicks it over to Thurman, and Thurman loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds right in front of the Tiger bench. So it's going to be Tiger ball.
One shot, Tigers, and make it a good one. You got 14 seconds left.
So here we go. Shipman's going to inbound it. A little confusion there, but they sent it out to Kale Watson. 11 seconds. 10. About dribbles off his leg. He's going to take it in the lane, and his shot is up and no good, but he is fouled.
Boy, he was out of control, but he got control right as he hit the lane. Probably could have gotten called for carrying it on his hip out here at half court as he nearly lost control of it.
Yeah.
He's going to get to shoot two free throws here.
Foul's going to be on Miller.
Miller's
third.
That's two fouls. That's two players they have with three fouls, two starters.
Shot is good.
Still 6.5 seconds left, so plenty of time for one of our patented half-court heaves here.
Undoubtedly we'll have one. Second one's good, too. West with the ball. He gets it over to Thurman across the lane, and his shot for three is wide. Tigers come up with a rebound, and time expires.
Hey, way to close out the half there, Tigers.
Nice job. 37-32. Atlanta with the advantage. Looks like we're going to have a little dancing entertainment here. Got a bunch of girls all dressed up.
John, you going to do play-by-play for the dance routine also? You did it for the coronation.
We'll let Sherry do that.
Oh, no.
She declines.
Well, we're going to have some music to listen to anyway. But we'll just let you imagine some girls coming out here and dancing. Mr. Caldwell said they do a real good job. So imagine music, dancing, and a real good job. So we'll be back in a few.
Here we go, start the second half. It's 37-32. Hornets. You missed quite a bang-up display put on by the cheerleaders there. I made a comment to a few people. I saw it at the pep rally this afternoon. They did a pretty good job. So why don't you check out our website if you want to, under the sports pictures, maybe you'll probably see some pictures of it up under the pictures section. So not quite as dynamic. But if you look at all the pictures fast enough at once, it'll look like they're moving, I swear. Cale Watson, meanwhile, has the ball. He gives it to Jacob Shipman. Now to Justin Hayes in between the circles. Jump pass is going to be stolen by Miller. Miller gives it up to Garnett. Garnett misses the layup. Going to be rebounded by Miller, and he puts it in. There's another offensive rebound for the Hornets. Same song second half for the Tigers here in terms of not being able to get it. Garnett's going to be called for his fourth foul here in the early, early seconds of the second half. That'll be four on him. That'll be the first foul on West is going to come in for Garnett immediately. Shipman inbounds to Watson. Tigers had their starting five except for Kylie Watson was in for Andrew Linhart. The Hornets had their starting five in briefly. Now West is in for Josie Garnett. Cale Watson has it on the left-hand wing. Gets it to Kylie Watson on the baseline. Gets trapped. Now he gets it up to Cale Watson. To Justin Hazen between the circles. Bounce pass. Inside, now it goes Tyler Kill in front of the rim, no good. Rebound's going to be off the Tigers and go to the Hornets. 39-32, 7:05 left to go in the third quarter. West is going to inbound it for the Hornets. West over to Thurman, who's done the ball handling now that, or since Garnett's been out. Thurman loses his handle on it, gets it, is on the way up and puts it in. That was a nice play, Cole Thurman there.
Every time they can do that, they just split right through the defense. I don't see how they get that done all the time.
As turnover at half court by the Hornets, and Shipman's going to be the fouler down at the other end. That ball kind of just lingered out there at the half court circle, and the Hornets finally picked it off. It's going to be the first foul on the Tigers. That'll be the second foul on Shipman.
It was a nice touch pass by West, too.
It was. Miller misses his first. I tell you what, the free throw shooting hasn't been something to write home about tonight for either team. Here's the second by Miller. It's good. It's 42-32 back up to a 10-point lead. 3-0 run here to start the second half for Atlanta. 6:40 left to go in the third. There's another pass. It's tipped. Watson throws it. Now the Hornets are going to throw it away down at the other end. So lucky there. Even turnovers as West goes and get some face time with the wall down at the other end. He looks like he's okay. Hazen, lob pass to Shipman. Shipman over to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson into Cale Watson. Cale Watson's taking it to the basket, and he loses out of bounds. It's going to be tipped up. Now tipped, and Tyler Killen's going to get it, but he was standing out of bounds when it came to him. So that's going to be Hornet ball. Tigers are having trouble with this press. It doesn't look any different than the one that Hornets were using in the first half, so we'll see if they can make the adjustments. Cole Thurman pulls up from the free throw line at the other end. No good. Rebound goes to Cale Watson. He loses it. Goes to Thrasher. Thrasher knocks it out to West. West going to throw up another three. No good. Rebound goes to Hazen. They're going to call a foul on. It's got to be a Hornet because there were four Hornets standing there where the official was pointing. That'll be a foul on number four, James Van Loo. That's his first. That's two fouls on the Hornets. Hazen gets it back to Watson, who inbounded it. Watson over to Hazen. Hazen dribble. Now gets it to Cale Watson. Cale Watson goes around Van Loo. Gets it taken away underneath, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Hornets. Andrew Linhart's going to come in for Shipman, who looks like somebody just kicked his dog right in front of him. As Cale Watson's going to inbound it underneath the basket.
Could be. There went another dog.
Out of bounds.
There went another dog.
Maybe. Tigers will get it back after it's knocked out of bounds by the Hornets again. Cale Watson. Ooh, his pass is going to be tipped. Jumped up and tipped by Van Loo. Now West has it, and West is coming back the other way.
Those guys are just fearless about coming through the press. I mean, they just run through people like they're not even there.
That's right. They know how to handle the ball. Thurman with a chance for three. No good. Rebound underneath by West. So when that shot went up, West was standing outside the three-point line. He just ran straight in there and got the rebound. So it's another breakdown in rebounding by the Tigers. And it's costing them to the tune of 12 points. It's 44-32 with 5:39 left to go in the third. I don't know what causes those lapses that the Tigers have. They'll be rebounding like gangbusters for a while, and then all of a sudden they'll kind of take some time off. I don't know if they think they're saving energy or what, but that's going to cost you here, especially if you're not going to stop them on the other end.
Cheerleaders come out on the floor to get all the crowd all roused up here and all in their sparkly uniforms left over from the dance routine at halftime. We've got blue-green ones, pink ones, and black ones, and they're all sparkly and all pretty. Here come the Tigers. Andrew Linhart's going to inbound it for the Tigers. The length of the court to go, sends it into Hazen. Pressure defense by the Atlanta. Get it up to Cale Watson. Watson sends it back over to Hazen. He gets it up to Kylie Watson in front of the Tiger bench. He dribbles along the baseline, turn around, spin move, puts it up, and it's good. West with the ball for Atlanta. Tigers are going to try a little bit of that too, but they get it up to Thurman. Thurman splits the defense, drives through the lane, and then dribbles it off the back of Kylie Watson, but I think somebody from Atlanta got their hands on it.
That was a nice pass by Thurman. It's just his player wasn't ready for it underneath. And now he gets the steal and put it off the glass and good.
Yeah, Hazen tried to get it across court, and Thurman came up with it, and he took it to the rack. Linhart has the ball now, going back the other way. Gets it up the head to Tyler Killen. Killen hands it off to Hazen on the right-hand side. Sends it over to Cale Watson. Back to Kylie Watson. Tries to get to Killen. And it bounced off a couple of Atlanta players before it went out of bounds. I don't think Tyler just wasn't quite ready for that one. But Tigers will retain possession. Cale Watson will inbound it for the Tigers. Sends it all the way out to Hazen up top. Hazen sends it over to Cale Watson. To Tyler Killen, to Hazen up top over Linhart, left side. His shot for three is a little strong, but Tyler Killen with a strong move for the rebound sends it back out to Linhart. No good. Tyler Killen gets it again. His shot's no good. Atlanta comes up with it. West takes it up strong. Ball goes in and out, but he's fouled. Those guys are quick. I'll have to give them that. West to go to the line for Atlanta. Did West not start? I remember him from last year. He was a good player back then, too. I don't know. What grade is he?
He's a senior, it looks like. They have him listed as a senior. No, as
no,
a sophomore.
Yeah. He must have just been playing some last year as a ninth grader. He gets his own rebound. Sends it to Thurman. His shot from three land. Comes up a little short. Tyler Killen comes up with the rebound. Way to go, Tyler. Hazen has the ball. Gets across the timeline. Sends it over to Tyler Killen on the right side. Back out to Hazen. Cale Watson drives in the lane. His shot rolls around and it sticks in that little nap of a place between the rim. Man, Tyler Killen.
I've never seen one. I've seen it wedge in there just on the fly, but I've never seen it bounce off the rim and stick in there.
Well, these things happen.
Who would have thought? I didn't know it was possible.
And here comes West. Brings it across the timeline. He just hands it to Thurman. Here, you take it. He sends it over to the left-hand wing. Shot is up and good for three. 50-34. Atlanta with the advantage. Cale Watson sends it to Ryan Fertig. Fertig to Linhart to Cale Watson. Watson sends it back to Mr. Anderson. Anderson loses the handle on it, and there's a scrum on the floor, but Fertig comes up with it, kicks it out to Linhart. Linhart has a chance to do something with it, but sends it over to Fertig, nearly throws it away. Fertig had to really stretch out to get that one. Cale Watson now has the ball. He does a little spin move on the left-hand side. Thought about taking it in, but then bounce pass over to Linhart. Linhart's not taking any shots. Oh, this time how does Furtick come up with those? He had to go way up high to get that.
He's getting all those yoga classes he's taking, I guess.
Cale Watson took it to the rack, and his shot's no good, but he's fouled. The foul's on number 11, which is going to be Zeke Garnett. So Cale will go to the line and see if he can make something out of this. Bring us up a little bit closer. First foul on Garnett. Cale Watson's shot is a nice one. Nothing but net.
That ends a nice run for the Hornets had going here. The Tigers have been shut down here in the third quarter.
Second shot is good. 50-36. Looked like that. Looked like Thurman walked with it, but they didn't call it. Get it up ahead to Cody Miller, and Miller goes up strong. Shot's no good, but he is fouled. Foul's going to be on 31, which is going to be Mr. Anderson, David Anderson. That is his second foul. Miller's shot is on its way, and it rattles around and comes back out. No good. Miller's second shot is up, and it's good. 51-36. Linhart with the ball for the Tigers. Linhart sends it over to Cale Watson. Spin move comes across the timeline, guarded by West. Sends it over to Linhart, nearly threw it away. Tigers are obviously getting frustrated. Big play away that time, trying to get it over to Ryan Furtick, but Furtick just was not quite tall enough for that one.
Linhart is, I don't know what's going on with him, but his passes have been wild tonight. I don't know what he's trying to do with it. I don't know if even the easy passes he's making look hard, and that's tough to do. As it's knocked out of bounds by the Tigers, Hornets will get on the other end. Inbound to Thurman, 2:38 left to go. It's 51-36. Thurman over to Thrasher, who tries to break down Tyler Killen, and Tyler Killen got in front of it and was able to force the turnover by Thrasher, who passed it into Cale Watson. Furtick ends up losing the ball somehow. As Anderson, down to the other end, tries to stop West, and West with a nice little over-the-shoulder layup is able to bring it back up to 17 points. Watson, Hornets end up hitting each other at half court. Shipman throws it.
And West is in some pain.
They knocked some coconuts there at half court, which is weird considering last school year it happened where Atlanta had quite a collision down on the baseball field here at 2 at Brashear. They're not going to want to come back anymore. Either that or come bring the football helmet.
West shakes it off.
It was a pretty loud knock here. Sounded like somebody was playing the drums out there. And meanwhile, underneath, while that was going on, Shipman got fouled. He's going to get a chance to cut into the 17-point Hornet lead. First one's no good.
Can't do it that way.
Here's the second.
Has to go in the hole.
That was a line driver. No good. Rebound. He knocked out of bounds. Stay with the Tigers. Tyler Killen fighting for the rebound on that, and he was able to hit it off with the Hornets there. Cale Watson with a chance to pass it in under the Tiger basket. Throws it right to Thurman. Thurman with an athletic play, and Ferdy's going to be called for his fourth foul. Ferdy can't believe it.
Well,
Hazen's going to come in for Furtick now.
These
things happen. You don't want to have to sit on the bench your whole last game, but it looks like Ryan's going to be sitting there for a while anyway. That's four fouls apiece. And four fouls on number 41, Ryan Furtick. It's 53-36 with 2 minutes left to go in the third. Hornets working around the perimeter. Gets it to West, who's seeing double, maybe triple now. He puts the shot up and good. He aimed for one of the baskets, and it was the right one anyway.
I don't see how that boy is not starting.
David Anderson has trouble with it, and now he gets a jump ball by Thurman. It's going to stay with the Tigers. Anderson's kind of dangling the ball out there, and Thurman just ran up and grabbed it. West, now he's showing some signs of that head knock as he's down at the other end of the court all by his lonesome there. Let's hope he's okay. Anderson, meanwhile, has it. It's knocked away by West. Anderson stands there and watch West run off with it. Now West holds it. Gets it to Miller. And West is going to launch a three. Good.
I believe he's all right.
He's okay on the offensive side. That's why he wanted to stay down here when the Tigers are playing their own offense here. Hazen is going to get fouled by West. who apparently runs hot or cold. He'll make a good play, and then he'll make a foul. That's his third foul. It's 58-36, 22-point lead all of a sudden for the Hornets. West is going to sit down. Linhart inbounds to Hazen. Hazen bounced past to Linhart, who passes up a shot. Gets it to Killen at the junction. Killen gets it knocked away. Tigers need to stop holding the ball up behind their heads there, because that's two or three times this half where the Hornets have knocked it away. Thurman's going to dribble into the lane, puts up the one-hander. A nice soft touch is good.
Yep.
And it's up to a 24-point lead.
Moved it over his right hand and did it all on the right side just to avoid the coverage. Did a nice job.
That's right. Thurman gets a steal there. He's probably going to take this one in because nobody's going to stop him. Hazen is going to pick up the foul on it as Thurman hits the deck. I don't know what it is about Thurman, how none of the Tigers want to try to guard him inside, because you never see anybody standing in front of him. That'll be Andrew Linhart's fifth foul, and he'll have to go sit down. Kylie Watson is going to come in for him. Thurman's going to get a chance to shoot two free throws here. It's five fouls apiece for each team. 60-36, Hornets with 43 seconds left to go.
Tigers are going to quickly get in that unenviable position where the clock does not stop.
That's right, and it's kind of happened all of a sudden. This third quarter has been killer on. They were down by either five or seven going into the third quarter, and now all of a sudden it's 26. So Justin Hazen turns it over. He travels. He doesn't want to believe it, but he dragged his foot. Coach Copeland says it's your own fault for picking up your dribble in the middle of the press. Thurman's going to launch a three here. That's good. Coach Copeland wants a timeout. 33 seconds left to go. It's 65-36, 29-point lead for the Hornets. We really don't have anything to say. The score pretty much says it all. The Tigers are playing pretty low level on both sides of the court, and they're paying for it. Good teams are going to make you do that. So, on good news, in the good news file, it's down in there somewhere. I can see it down at the bottom. Tiger's got a 6 seed at district. Tiger boys did, and Tiger girls got a 3 seed at district. So that means probably, since both the games are 6-3 games, they're probably going to play on the same night. And that's good news for the fans here at Bashir, who have to travel more than a half hour to get to Green City. Hey, Cale Moore is going to come in and play some offense now.
Way to go, Cale. First
time
in the game.
Guarded by
Thurman. Over to Mr. Anderson. Anderson back to Furtick up top. Furtick sends it over to Cale Moore on the right side. He does a little fake move, takes along the baseline, and goes out of bounds off of himself. So it's going to be Atlanta's ball. Miller inbounds it. Thurman spins it across the timeline, guarded by Anderson. Sends it over to the right-hand side. Back to Thurman. Thurman kicks it over to the right-hand side, and he is fouled by Furtick, and that may be number five on him as well.
Tigers are going to be low on players here pretty soon. They've already had two foul out, and there's still the fourth quarter left to go.
So who's coming in? It's going to be Kale Watson coming back in. First shot is up and good. Kind of a flat-looking shot, not a lot of rotation on it. 5.9 seconds left in the third. Second shot is on its way, and this one clanks off the front end. And since it was a foul on three-point land, he'll get a chance to shoot three. And that one's no good either. But Atlanta comes up with it. Thrasher has it, launches a three-point one, and it time expires. No good. 66-36. So we got a 30-point deficit. Tigers going to have got their work cut out for them to get back in this one. Come on, let's have some optimism here, Mr. Caldwell.
Well, I'm pretty optimistic that we're going to see a lot of the bench players here in this fourth quarter. So that's something you want to see. You might as well get everybody in front of the big home crowd here at homecoming. So with the big dance afterwards, as long as nobody's holding their head, the girls picked up a pretty nice victory, and the Hornets kind of turned into tables on us in the boys' game. So I know what the deal is. The cheerleaders all went to get ready for the dance. We don't have any cheerleaders out here. This third quarter, that would explain a few things.
Well, beginning next week, some of these players don't get a lot of playing time. They're going to see a lot of action.
That's right. This is the last game for the freshmen. It's nice how it worked out and having a homecoming.
All right. Garnett sends it over to Adam West, and he launches a three. No good. And Shipman comes up with a rebound. Shipman to Kale Watson. Watson's going to bring it up. Atlanta falls back. Watson guarded by West. Sends it over to Hazen on the right wing. Hazen back to Tyler Killen. Nice looking little shot, but no good. And Atlanta with the rebound. Thurman brings it across the timeline. He's going to take it in and dumps it off to Garnett at the last moment. And he's able to convert. Hazen with the ball now. Brings it across the timeline on the near side in front of the scorer's table. Sends it over to Kale Watson. Back to Shipman. Shipman drives the baseline. Puts it up. And no good. Garnett comes up with it. And he sends it up to Thurman ahead in a hurry. Two on one. Looked like he was thinking about dunking it, but he didn't have near enough elevation for that. But he still converts anyway. 70-36 Atlanta. Hazen with the ball. About dribbled off his foot. Sends it to Kale Watson. He shoots just inside the arc, and it rattles around and goes in. Here we go again. Thurman with the ball. Brings it across the timeline. He's going to take it in. Nobody's going to stop him, and he's going to be fouled.
Tigers need to call this press off, or they're going to lose by 50 points because they don't have anybody coming back to guard this whole half of the court. Thurman's been wide open the last three times down the court, and he's not even playing deep. He's only playing at half court, and he's just been able to drive right in. The Tigers are just not playing very good basketball tonight, so we're going to see a lot of people come in. We got Belzer, we got Anderson, we got Shane Miller, we got Kale Moore's back, and Trey Treasure sees his first action of the night also. Thurman makes his first one. Makes the second one. 6 minutes left to go, 72-38. Like I said, that third quarter was quite the killer there for the Tigers. Kale Moore handles it. Nice zip pass into Treasure. Treasure off the glass, no good. Rebound's going to come to Moore. Moore loses it. Picked up by Miller. Miller gets it to Anderson. Anderson with a ball fake. Now he puts it up off the glass and good. 72-40. Hornets are coming back the other way quickly. Anderson working against Thurman. Loses it. Kale Moore is going to get the steal. Down to the other end. Layup good. Hey, 72-42. Here come the bench players. Thurman's going to slow it down a little bit. Tigers call off the press. Thurman gets it over to Garnett. Garnett's going to throw up a three. That's good. Hornets playing their starters here deep into the blowout game, but both teams played their starters last time as Kale Moore throws it away. David Anderson was cutting to the basket, and Kale thought he was outside at the wing. Garnett's going to bring it back quickly. Gets it over to number 51, who launches a three. No good. Rebound underneath. Going to be to Garnett. Blocked by Treasure. Kale Moore comes up with it. He gets it. Fires it underneath to Treasure, who puts it up, and good. Hey, we got some excitement going here. Nice play. Kale Moore didn't give up on that play, even though he got knocked down at half court. Kind of spun around and fired it from the seat of his pants to Trey Treasure, put it in from 10. You got to give Kale the steal and the assist on that one. Garnett gets it over to Bogert. Now back to Bogert. He picks it up and gets it to Garnett. Garnett to Thurman, who gets it knocked away by Anderson, who's playing him saran wrap defense here. Thurman in the corner to Bogert, and Bogert loses it out of bounds. 75-44, 31-point lead for Tigers. There's just 4:10 left to go in this game. And probably won't be much more of the game time-wise anyway. David Anderson wants the point. Gets it to Kale Moore. Inside to Shane Miller. Almost lose it. Gets it back to Kale Moore. He's going to launch a three. Air ball. No good. Rebound. Saved underneath by Anderson. But it's going to be off of Shane Miller's head. Garnett is going to be fouled down at the other end.
I think it's going to be on Kale Moore. Nope.
Yeah, that foul's going to be on Kale Moore. Yep. Kale's getting a little bit in every stat column, it looks like.
Kale was frustrated he didn't make that shot. He turned around and walked away, and then when the transition game got going, he had to hurry to get up there and then wasn't in position.
That's a good play. Good point, I mean. As Colt Thurman comes out playing a whale of a game, we don't have any stats for him, but he had to have quite a few steals in addition to his point. Atlanta scored 77 tonight. That's pretty good, especially with the clock running this whole second half, fourth quarter. Timeout will stop the clock, though. And now it starts again, 77-44, as Anderson walks it up. He gets it to Josiah Belzer, who is battling a sore ankle. That's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Hornets. Stay with the Tigers. Who's going to throw it in? Nobody. Mr. Scudder's going to throw it in. He's standing there. Now Belzer gets over there. Belzer gets it deep to Anderson. It's going to be picked off by Bogert as the Hornets push it up the other side. There's Miller with a shot. No good. Rebound goes to Cale Moore. Cale dribbles between the defense, crosses over three times, puts it up, and he's going to get draw the foul. Cale being aggressive here in the fourth quarter. Takes it right to the hoop.
Yeah, we'll give him that. Comes in here, doesn't have a lot of opportunity to play a lot, and gets that opportunity and pushes the ball down the floor.
Might as well. First free throw is no good. Kind of rattles around and comes out. Let's see how the second one looks. No good. Rebound is going to be tipped up. Controlled by Trey Treasure, who puts it up and in.
Nice touch by Trey.
Trey's having a nice game here in his last game of the year. Thrasher has it at the half-court circle. 2:25 left to go. Gets it over to Miller, Justin Miller. Miller has it out top. Gives it to Van Loo. To Miller. Now over to Bogert on the left-hand wing. Tries to split the defense. Gives it up to Justin Miller. Underneath to Trey Treasure. Trey knocks it away, but it's going to be picked up instead by Zeke Garnett underneath to Justin Miller. No good. Rebound comes to David Anderson. He's streaking the other way. He has Belzer up above, but he doesn't find him. Now Anderson does a little fadeaway shot. No good. Comes away with the rebound. No, it's going to be stolen by Thrasher, and Thrasher's going the other way. Belzer tries to play defense on it. As Thrasher got it up ahead to Cody Miller, and Cody Miller put it in.
Yeah, nice two-on-one play there. Belzer just didn't. He was going to lose no matter what. He went out to guard the streaking player, and it got dumped off to the other one, and that was it. So we got 1:29 left in the game. West is going to bring it back the other way for Atlanta. 79-46, Atlanta with the advantage. West sends it over to right-hand side to Miller. Back out to Van Loo. Back over to West on the right-hand side. Back to the corner. To Miller, his shot is no good. Miller gets his own rebound, though, and kicks it back out to Bogert. Bogert's shot's a little too strong, goes out of bounds, so it's going to be Tigers' ball. Cale Moore is going to inbound it for the Tigers, sends it up to Anderson. Anderson brings it up across the timeline, guarded by Bogert. Streaks it along the right-hand side of the lane, nearly loses it, kicks it over to Cale Moore. Cale Moore is going to shoot just inside the arc. His shot's no good. Atlanta comes up with it. West has it. He brings it across the timeline. 38 seconds left in the game. West picks up the dribble. Sends it over to the right-hand side to Miller. Now over to Van Loo. Back in the lane to Miller, and his shot, spin move, is up and good. More points. 81-46. Anderson with the ball for the Tigers. 19 seconds. 18. 17. Anderson sends it over to Belzer. Belzer dribbles it in the lane. He's going to shoot. No good. Yeah. Miller has it. Sends it up to West. 4 seconds. West takes it in the lane. Sends it over to the left-hand side. Back at the West, and time expires. He shoots just after the buzzer. It's good, but it's just a little bit too late. So that's it. Game's over. Atlanta wins 81-46 in the girls' game. It was the Tigers. Champions in that matchup, 63-32. So that's it. We'll be back, I don't know, next Friday? Mr. Caldwell says next Friday, so we'll see you then. Until then, this is John Slavin, joined by...
This is Matt Caldwell. Have a good homecoming. We'll see you later.
Take care.